Welcome to the Comfort Health Podcast Series. We challenge the status quo when it comes to healthcare services. Stay tuned to gain valuable insight of the industry today.
Hi, and welcome to our podcast. We are coming to you from Comfort Health and Innova Solutions Company. I am your host today, Kimberly Sever, and I have with me Josh Holland, Vice President of Sales at Comfort Health, and Kelly Walton, Executive Director of Healthcare Operations. We will be discussing today claims denial management. Thank you guys so much for being here. How are you both doing today?
Doing great. Glad to be here. This is going to be fun.
Doing well. Happy to be here and talk about all kinds of nerdy things.
Yes, the nerdier the better, right?
I'm not here for the nerdy things, just so you know.
Okay. Well, listen, if you can find a way, and I'm sure you can, because listen, claims denial is important and it's also very interesting. So I know you're going to explain it to us in a way that makes it make sense to all of us. So why don't we jump right in? So
sounds great.
Let's do it.
Awesome. So can you tell me, what are some of the indicators that denials are becoming a pervasive problem?
Yeah. So first, just to kind of set the stage, I'll just rapid fire some stats. Literally, if you just Google this topic, you are going to come up with tons of articles about the financial impact of denials that are plaguing the providers across the country. And you can just read ad nauseum. But here are just a couple statistics. 89% of health systems have seen an increase in denials over the past 3 years. 11% of hospital claims are initially denied. And that is up in 2% in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Only 35% of healthcare providers even appeal denials. And the average denial rate is between 6 and 13%, which is double the denial rate of pre-ICD-10. So those are just some stats. But outside of that, a lot of our indicators come from countless conversations that we have with revenue cycle leaders every day. In those conversations, we hear everything from we are spending millions to combat this issue, all the way to it is what it is, and we're just doing what we can do. But most struggle to even know where to start. And payers are now investing a lot into their infrastructure to deny more claims year over year. So this is only a problem that's going to get worse. So there you have it.
Right. As the payers get smarter, we need to get smarter.
Oh, got it. So then what do you think the impacts of these denials is on the providers?
So the short answer with existing data is $1.6 billion impact.
Wow.
Now, if I told you that that was a yearly stat, that would be pretty daunting, right?
Yes.
But that $1.6 billion is per month.
Oh,
So $1.6 billion per month is the estimated, and that's not even with great data. So that is shooting on the low side of what the impact is to healthcare providers across the country.
Right. And that's not just the cost of denials. That also really captures the cost to work the denials, to appeal the denials.
Right.
So it's not just what's being denied, but all of the work that needs to go in and all of the resources that need to be allocated towards managing these denials. And, you know, even beyond providers, patients are impacted. And that's really ultimately why we're in healthcare, right? For patients first. You know, we have to remember these are not often informed consumers, right? Not all patients are coders, for example. Not many patients don't work in the healthcare field. So this causes, first of all, stress for patients. It also costs them money. It costs them often to go elsewhere for services. It's going to impact the star rating for that hospital. In turn, that person who is looking where they want to receive care is probably going to stray from providers or facilities whose star rating is not up to par. The greatest risk really is the simple fact that healthcare providers can't deliver excellent care if they don't have the revenue to provide critical services in these communities. So it impacts patients also in several ways.
Got it. So in the healthcare industry, Kelly, what exactly is a claims denial?
Great question. I am asked this question several times a day. At its very base definition, it's when insurance companies or third-party payers deny reimbursement for the healthcare services provided by the facility or a provider, or both.
And so what are the top reasons that healthcare claims are denied?
The top reasons are ineligibility, which means mostly non-covered services. Maybe there are issues with prior authorizations, pre-certifications, which I'm sure you've had to deal with. We all have as patients. Missing information ranging from demographic data to certain reports from the health record are a leading cause of denials. Coding errors, both technical and on clinical validation side, I-10, CPT, modifiers, that all counts under coding errors, and also missed timely filing deadlines.
It seems like the data is showing that 32% of denials are from claim submissions, and the other 25% are from follow-up review for a combined total of 55% of denials. Can you share with us why denials are so frequent in these two categories and how ComForce Health can help organizations manage them?
Absolutely. Earlier, as I said, denials are so frequent because payers are getting very smart about denying claims, simply put. Josh also touched on this. They are really funneling resources into denying claims well. Payers know where there are gaps in the front-end processes, such as that insurance verification, prior authorizations. Oftentimes, the providers or the facilities aren't even aware of these gaps due to the lack of a denials management solution. So follow-up reviews are really where we find those coding, clinical validation denials, both on that inpatient or DRG side, as well as medical necessity denials for those outpatient services. Here at ComForce, we can help implement processes and solutions that bridge those front-end gaps, as well as providing nationally recognized SMEs who can appeal and help prevent those follow-up reviews by providing targeted education. So boiled down, people, process, and technology is how we can help.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. So could you walk us through the process of denial management for clients from beginning to end?
Yeah, I sure can. And this is going to be very high level because this can look a little different depending on the client and the systems used. At a high level, denials are received in various forms. That can be fax, email, electronic transfers, and are entered into our tech-enabled solution either manually or by different types of data feeds or inputs from medical records or other types of systems. Denials are worked by denial specialists, those subject matter experts, using the tool and the client's medical record documentation. The dashboard then takes that information, analyzes, and predicts the outcome of denials so that then we can really drill down to the root causes of the denied claim. The tool is able to slice and dice that data. You could go by provider, service line, ICD-10 codes, PCS code, CPT, payer, DRG, about any way you can slice it, you can dice it. 85% of CEOs say that the issue is they don't even know what they don't know, right? That means they don't know how many denials they have and they don't know what's causing them. There, the prevention is lacking across the country due to that fact. Our tech-enabled solution removes that barrier so that we can help improve workflows, provide targeted education, and implement other front-end tools. The ultimate goal there, Kim, is to move a client from a defend approach to a prevent approach.
That's really awesome. And it's so good that you can provide that service to our clients. So what would you say is our most important differentiator from other solutions providers?
Well, I can tell you firsthand, having been in this industry and having worked denials in several different areas, and what it is most solutions can provide people, process, or technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not all three. So what we've done is really created a solution where we can combine people, process, technology to move from defending to preventing.
That's awesome.
Yes, I'm very proud of it. It's something really that's needed so that we can take care of the patients that we're providing care to.
For me, if I have to pick one as our most important differentiator, and the fact that Kelly already took mine, I would say it's our approach. We have the ability to meet a provider at the problem and offer a myriad of solutions to solve that specific problem. And, you know, the first step to really offering tangible solutions is to have great data. And we've made some large investments into tools to help healthcare leaders make stronger data-driven decisions. So that really helps arm potential clients with data first. And then the solutions kind of come secondary to that. And so many people are out there making decisions based on just limited data.
Well said.
Yes. Well, we know the data tells the story, right? And then we can know how to proceed after we have a full vision of what is going on. So having the right data tools is so important. So finally, I think I'd like to ask, how is technology impacting the healthcare industry, specifically in denials management, in ways that we did not see maybe a decade ago?
Sure. That's a great question, because I really think it strikes at the heart of what's going on in healthcare today and the challenges that exist. Technology really started impacting healthcare back in the early 2000s with the emergence of CAC and other tech-enabled solutions. And then in 2009, when CMS implemented meaningful use, that's really when it hit critical mass. And meaningful use was the EMR program that incentivized healthcare providers to adopt EMRs, people that were on paper records or hybrid records. And it was to incentivize them to move into a paperless and a technology-driven world. But then within the last decade, you've now seen where AI and ML have really started being more successful in the healthcare space. And it's just been, you know, sky's the limit since then, where you see it impacting multiple different levels of healthcare. Specifically in revenue cycle, it's really starting to be a power move for being able to do more without having to add tons of people. For ever since ICD-10, a lot of healthcare organizations have been tackling a lot of their issues with human capital. We need to grow this team. We need to double our headcount. We need to do those things. And specifically in denials management, the teams aren't able to grow as fast as the increase in those denials. And that's where technology is really starting to show up. Data shows that less than 20% of healthcare providers have any type of technology associated with their denials management program. But on the flip side, CIOs polled, it's north of 80% say that some type of tech-enabled solution needs to be implemented in the back end of the revenue cycle, whether that's denials management or collections and things like that. So, and I only think that you're going to see it springboard. We're kind of talking about the last decade, but I think the next decade is really where you're going to feel a dramatic shift to that technology-enabled healthcare.
Right. And remember, we've been under the great resignation in healthcare, right? So the staffing is simply not there. So we really have to leverage our technical capabilities to be able to carry out our business needs. And that's going to continue in healthcare. Like Josh said, over the next 10 years, it's going to be mission critical to have tech-enabled solutions and to really expand on AI and ML, which is machine learning initiatives.
So if you had anything else you really wanted to leave our listeners with today, what would that be?
We all know that the healthcare industry operates on razor-thin profit margins. And wherever you can find low-hanging fruit in being able to increase that profitability, people should act. And denials management specifically is probably the lowest hanging fruit you can find. And I think a lot of decision makers are kind of stuck in what to do because they know that something needs to be done. And I would just say, start. Just start. Look at what's happening in your ecosystem and in your organization and start. If you lack data, then start there. If you have data, then start implementing just a few key metrics that you want to try to adopt. And if you don't have the bandwidth on your team, then look to partner with someone because there are a lot of great offerings in the marketplace to help do this without having the internal people, process, and technology today that can help you improve those three areas for the future.
My final remarks would be, remember that ultimately it's population health that's affected. So it's really important to steal Josh's answer to just start. You know, I know it can be overwhelming. Call us. Start somewhere because ultimately our bottom line is population health.
Well, thank you both so much for being here, for sharing your insights. I know that I've learned a lot. I'm sure our listeners have today too. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for being here. I hope that our listeners have learned a lot. I know I've learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners have too as well. Can you tell us where we can reach out and find you guys if we wanted to use your services, how to get in contact with you all?
Yeah, I mean, the best way is just go to our website, comforcehealth.com, and follow the prompts for more information.
Check me out on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. That is Kelly Walton. She can be found on LinkedIn. So again, I'm your host, Kimberly Severa. I really appreciated you listening today. We want to really give a special thank you to Josh and Kelly for joining us. Thank you so much for sharing your infinite knowledge on claims denials and how companies and businesses can avoid them and the impact they're having on the industry. We thank you all for joining us today and wish you a wonderful rest of the day.
Thanks so much. This was fun.
Thanks so much. It was a great time. I always love to talk about this.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow our social media to stay updated. Stay tuned to gain valuable insight of the industry today.